listener production.
A health leader resigns, another drink driver caught, and footy fever takes off across the Limestone Coast. Good morning, it's Amy Ross with a local news update. Partly cloudy across the region today, we're heading for a top of 23 in Mount Gambier and 25 in Narracourt. The CEO of the Limestone Coast Local Health Network has handed in her resignation. Nairi Buchanan's final day in the top job will be June 28. She says she's leaving the Limestone Coast to move back to New Zealand. Ms. Buchanan joined the Health Network back in 2019. She's told the SE Voice they've achieved a great deal in the past few years, overcoming enormous challenges such as the pandemic. A Narracourt man has allegedly blown four times the limit at the weekend. In the early hours of Sunday morning, police noticed a car driving without headlights. The driver was stopped and breathalyzed. The 26-year-old allegedly blew 0.196. He immediately lost his license for a year and had his car impounded. He's been reported for drink driving and driving at night without lights and will appear in court at a later date. One change you could make to ease pressure on your household budget right now is to shop around for your petrol. Servos are legally required to record any price changes within 30 minutes with the RAA, who can then share those changes on the app. The organisation's Mark Borley says it can lead to huge savings for motorists.
Our research work has shown that on average they've saved about $45 million over the last 2 years. Members are telling us that they're saving around $28.50 a month compared to their previous habit of not really shopping around, just going for whatever's close.
While our major towns mostly have generally solid phone and internet coverage, for our more rural areas, residents aren't usually quite so lucky. That's what the federal government's hoping to fix with its connectivity and black spots grants. Applications for the scheme are now open. There's plenty happening later this morning to kick off Harmony Week across the Limestone Coast, which is a national celebration of diversity. 900 of Narracourt's youngest residents will host a children's festival at the town square from 10:30. Deputy Mayor Monique Crossling says celebrating our differences is so important.
All the schools are coming along and doing dances that they've been practicing to celebrate inclusiveness and diversity and the theme that everyone belongs.
A jam-packed week for footy in the Limestone Coast, with the region one of the first up for the Gather Round Roadshow. AFL and Sandful reps are touring the state in the lead-up to the special Round 5 in Adelaide. Sandful's Heath Sims says footy fans will have plenty to see and do.
We're down here regionally bringing on tour the AFL, AFLW, Sandful and Sandful W Premiership Cups. Bring it out to all the regional areas, clubs, schools. It's a bit of a gift. We're bringing 20 footies to each regional football team down here in the southeast.
And riders from the Mount Gambier Cycling Club hit the course for their 8th Summer Series race at the weekend. It was a 10k course around Kongerong in the senior race. Charlie Jenkin finished first and Jen Buckland second. For the juniors, Ethan McKenney took top honours with Molly Opperman right behind. The next race will be a 30k handicap on the Caves Road course this Sunday. For more local news, download the Listener app.